wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, ma'am.
We
talk
radio.
You're welcome.
God, we're grateful. Because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Up, down. Everybody sing.
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, giant, say,
God's been good.
All of my life,
all of my life,
God's been good,
God's been good.
Oh,
all of my life.
Everybody say,
God's been good.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good to me. I hope y'all know it. My mind is made up, and I'm on my way. Gonna hold my head up, going on with the Lord. Everybody say my mind is made
up,
and I'm on my way. Gonna hold my
head up,
going on
with the Lord.
One more time, my come out the Baptist church and they used to sing a song and say, hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say,
hold.
God's
unchanged.
Oh, you ought to be on things. Everybody say,
has
he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand. Somebody say,
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
so
You've heard the words since you were in Sunday school. You have heard these professors remind you of them, both in words of warning as well as words of encouragement, and maybe even a few testimonies. A counselor, a friend, a minister of music, whatever capacity you'll serve in, on mission field or here at home, you'll use these two words. And they are, trust God. Two single syllable words that you have heard forever, but you will discover as time passes how difficult they are to obey. Trust God. Of course, I have no way of knowing what the future holds for you. You may lose your home and everything in a fire. You may lose your spouse to an early disease, detected but not cured. You may lose your dreams, your hopes. You may lose a relationship that you have cultivated over the years. All losses are painful. And you will be brought back over and over again to the words of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I know. You memorized them in vacation Bible school or when you were growing up at the knee of a godly mother and or father, and your lips will move as I quote them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. All your heart, all your ways, trust. Now we have a problem with this because of several things. First of all, we are too blame self-sufficient. We have learned how to get ourselves out of jams rather than acknowledging the jam has very well been either directed or permitted by our sovereign God to teach us. And by not trusting him, we short-circuit the test and go our own way, getting ourselves out of our own mess. We're too self-sufficient. Another reason we fail this test is because we're too quick to call on others. We have a lot of very capable friends. As life unfolds and you leave this school and you're involved in your church, your work of ministry, your realm of responsibility, you'll meet other people. Many of them much smarter than you are. Most of them richer than you are. Better connected than you are. And some of them will become good friends. And they will become your crutch. They have connections. And when you're up against it, they'll get you through it. Another reason we don't trust is because we feel distant from the God of heaven. Don't feel too guilty about that. So did Job, as godly as he was. And yet Job said, in the midst of all of the loss, though he slay me, I will trust in him. Though he take me off this earth, in the process, I leave trusting him. I will trust him. The fourth reason I would name is that we have cultivated the bad habit of worry. Many of you are much better at worrying than you are at trusting. If you were to put together a worry list, it would outrun your prayer list. And you're worried right now about something. Most likely, it's related to something about your schoolwork. Some course, some class, some test. Or maybe your finances. You don't have enough money. I'll give you a word of encouragement. You'll never have enough money. So you're worried now, you're getting good at it, so you can carry that with you when you graduate, because you won't have enough money then. So you're worried about that. And you do not trust God. See how practical it is? And if you think you're going to outgrow the problem, take it from this old guy today, you won't ever outgrow it. It's like lust. You never outgrow lust. You just learn to fake it. I remember attending a Navigator conference when Lawrence Sanney was president. We were at Glen Eyrie, and they had a returned missionary, I think 87, 88-year-old gentleman, who Lauren brought up to the platform, and he was a longtime navigator, and Lauren said, "Tell me, Dr. So-and-so, when did you conquer lust?" The old man said, "Well, Lauren, hasn't happened yet." You'll never conquer worry. It's part of the flesh. You want to, but the only way you will get through it so that you will learn from the test is to trust. To trust. To put the worry on hold, to set it aside, deliberately shoving it away and saying, "God, at this moment, I rest in you. And you alone." If you're married, "God, help my spouse and me to trust you. To lean on you, to wait on you, to listen to you, to endure the test with you." I put together a quick list of things that reveal how little we trust. When you choose to worry, you do not trust. When you try to fix what is impossible, you do not trust. When you hurry ahead and don't wait for the Lord to move and to change, you do not trust. When you lie awake twisting and turning at night, you do not trust. When you doubt biblical principles and promises that are right here in the book you love and study, you do not trust. When you turn to others first for help, you do not trust. When you listen to human counsel and give a higher priority to that than the principles you have just learned, you do not trust. When you manipulate and maneuver situations, you do not trust. When you step in and take charge without praying and being led by the Spirit of God, you do not trust. When you cling to others in order to feel secure and needed and loved, you do not trust. The list goes on and on. See how easy it is to live in the flesh, how easy it is to disobey. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Wouldn't it be a great project over the Christmas season this year to think through ways that you can begin to trust God regardless? Hopefully it'll be a project that you and a good friend or you and your mate can enter together. What is it we do that keep us from trusting God? And how can we break that habit? and watch God break through in ways that we would never have expected. Cynthia and I have a longtime friend who was raised with four brothers in Southwest Texas. We were raised on a very poor ranch. They eked out a living. One of the brothers wound up getting into Baylor, going on to UCLA Law School, and earning his degree in law, and has since become a very fine attorney in the Southern California area. We've been friends since the mid-1970s. One of his four brothers stayed at the ranch and developed it, cultivated it. The other brothers moved away, as did our friend. And the one who stayed, along with his wife, really turned the ranch into something much more successful. Grew crops that worked, got cattle, bred them, sold them, little by little, kind of got on their feet, and finally became pretty much financially stable. Then the fires of 2011 across Texas swept through their area. And they came to that ranch. By now they knew they would lose all the cattle. They simply opened the gate, and amazingly, those animals know where to go. Usually know where to go to find shelter and safety. And they fled. Hundreds of them. And they barely left, unable to get anything, much of anything in their pickup, and they drove away. Came back a number of days later when allowed to enter this territory, and everything was melted. Everything. Even the metal roof on the shed, on the barn, had melted down and sort of peeled its way over, and what it landed on, it kind of was that metal profile. It's, everything is lost. All possessions, all pictures, thankfully no lives. Strangely, the cattle got back and were clustered around in a herd around an enormous oak tree, and they were able to get them back. Of course, the fence had burned, so that has to be rebuilt. And they said to one another, we realize at that moment our faith would either kick into action or we would move far away from the God we had loved and served. They chose the former. They determined they would rebuild. They're in the process right now. Living with a brother, putting house and home back together, having lost it all. The Lord taught me through my shameful response, He'll win this battle. Trust Him. Trust me. Trust God. Just to rest upon His promises. Just to know, thus saith the Lord, trust God.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah.
Check it out.
This morning, and God's got it. Pastor Hinton praying that prayer of faith this morning, and we had, I can't think of the man's name right off, but we had him with words of encouragement on trust this morning, and we must do that. We got to learn to trust God in every situation. Stop leaning to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge God. It's Him that's going to direct our path. We must not be wise in our own eyes. We have the answer. We know the outcome. Yeah. Fear God and depart from evil. He'll take everything up for us. Work it out for our good. It looks ugly. It looks sad. It looks bad. But when He gets through and we look back at it, He has worked it all out for our good today. And so, we thank Him this morning. Hallelujah. Another Monday morning. We're grateful unto Him, because what we realize today is this. Somebody didn't wake up this morning and have another chance to get it right with Almighty God. Somebody still woke up today, but they don't know which way to turn. They are hoping and praying for different than they got. But yet He has blessed us. We're closing our right mind. And many of us, we don't understand just how important that is. Somebody don't have their right mind. Somebody don't know which way to turn again today. Yeah, somebody don't know what it is to tell God thank you and mean it from their heart, because they realize it was Him that blessed them this day. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised. But He blessed us to be here right now. And so we give Him glory. We give Him the honor. Give Him the thank yous, to give him all we can, because he has done so much today, this morning, on this Monday morning. New start, new day. New day, new start. Yeah. And so we're grateful unto him. What we didn't get done yesterday, we yet have a chance to get it done today. And we need to keep these things in focus. He woke me up. I'm in my right mind. I know who's talking to me and who's not talking to me. I know what to do. I know I have to get up and get dressed for work. I know how to drive my car to get to work, catch my transportation to get to work. All of these things are important. I know the names of my family members. I remember how they look and who they are. These are important things. And there are a lot of people who don't have this because they've lost their minds. Yeah. The enemy has come in and taken from them. Yeah. So we thank God this morning, and we give him glory. We give him the honor, and we give him the praise today. For he's on our side this morning. And his word says this: if he be for us, he is more than the whole world against us. So guess what? Again, all things are going to work together for our good today. So we can't help but thank him. Yeah. We can't help but thank him. I'm telling you, these are important things this morning. Yeah. To be clothed in your right mind. To know which way to go and which way not to go. You know, many of us, we know what breaking the law means. Some people don't know what it means. Would you believe that? Nikki was telling me a while back, it's been a couple of months, I'm sure, that she was driving downtown Jacksonville, and a man was in the road and wouldn't move. And then when he finally did move and decided to walk away, he had a brick. He took the brick and threw it and hit her car. And put a nice little dent in her car. She had to go and have the dent taken out of her car. That's how serious it was. And she called the police, and because she said she really wanted to hurt this guy for denting up her car, because she knew he didn't have money to repair it, and she would have to. And so when the police got there, she got to see that he wasn't clothed in his right mind. So she said, he asked the police, would you please take him, not to jail, but take him somewhere he can get some help. He's not himself. He's messed up in his mind. So don't rough him up, and, you know, don't take him to jail. Well, they took him to jail anyway. And the prosecutor called her, or she called the prosecutor to check on him. And she said, in talking to the prosecutor, she told the prosecutor, please let him go if you can, and make sure he, you know, get some help before y'all let him go. If he needs to go to some place, you know, where you can put him, where he can get the help he need, I need you to do that. Yeah, brother, look at a brick, and put a big dent in her car. So she said the prosecutor told her, yes, I understand, and that's what we were going to try to do for him. So I hadn't, you know, heard Nikki talk about it anymore, but today when she called me, I asked her about it. Well, Nikki, what happened to the guy that you asked to get help for hitting your car with the brick? Yeah, because you see how important that is. Now, he did not know that throwing the brick to hit her car was not the right thing to do. Yeah, he thought because she showed him he needed to get out of the street, not all cars would stop for him. You know, and he got real, real upset with her for having him to get out the street. I'm sure that's what it was, and threw a brick and dented up her car. Yeah. So we are blessed to be clothed in our right minds today. We are blessed to have the use and activity of our limbs. If you can talk, if you can walk, if you can move your hands, if you can hear, if you can see today. Many things. You can move your toes even. That is a blessing. That's a blessing to you because many people can't do that. So when we say we're thankful unto him for being clothed in our right mind, with the use and activities of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. We may not have all the help that we desire for a lot of older people. Some young people don't have it. But guess what? What you got, tell God thank you for that. Because you could have that. Oh, yeah. So we're grateful unto him this morning. Yeah. And we thank him. He wasn't able to really hit her, Jerry. He was just able to hit her car, you know. And I don't think he really threw the brick hard enough to, you know, break her window or anything. Nevertheless, he threw it hard enough and put a dent in that car. And thank God he wasn't able to break her window because whoever was on the passenger side, I think it was, would have been, you know, hurt real bad. So God is able and he keep us. And I want to be kept by him. He's not keeping me today against my will. He is keeping me because I want to be kept. Yeah. The scripture talks about great is thy faithfulness. And what I know about Almighty God is this. He is faithful unto his people. Wake us up every morning. Our right minds. As the day go on, we are able to pray. We're able to talk to him. Sometimes if we go to work, we can get in our secret closet. Sometimes on the job, we start working, we yet go in our secret closet. Nobody know, but we're talking to him about our situations. We're talking to him about the situations of others. Yeah, because man ought to always pray and not think. That this is what the scripture says. And we want to do these things. We want to always pray, keep an open line until the Lord. Because if something happens, that's an emergency. Because you had your line open, you don't have to go back and tell him thank you first. Because this is the way we pray. We thank him first. We repent after thanking him. And then we go into praying for others. And then we pray for ourselves last. Yeah, but if you got an emergency come in, you don't have to go through all of that. You can just go right before the throne of grace, right then and there, and make your petition known unto Almighty God, right then and there. Yeah, and guess what? Because his eyes are in every place, hallelujah, and he's beholding the evil and the good. He already see, but we open our mouth to him. And tell him what we need right here, right now. He'll move for us because he said this, we have to ask not. And we don't want to ask amiss. We don't want to ask for things that God can't do. And one thing he can't do is evil stuff. He won't do evil to us. So right then and there, you could go before the throne of grace and tell God what you need. Lord, it's my son today. God, it's my name today. Lord, it's my supervisor on the job today. Whoever, whatever it may be. Lord, I need more money. Lord, I need to pay this bill. Yeah, and when I talk to him and ask for bill money, I say back to him what he has said. I said, Lord, your word says, owe no man. And I don't want to owe these people. I want to pay what I owe. And Lord, bless me to become debt-free. I don't want to owe no man. The only thing I want to owe is love. See, I owe each and everybody love. For God is love. And especially the members of the household of faith. That means those that have received him. It means my brothers and sisters in Christ. I owe you love. Yeah. I owe you first. If someone in the world asks me for $10, and you ask for $10, you get the $10 first. Why? You're a member of the household of faith. He said, be especially good unto you. But I don't think many church people and those that say they believers have, you know, understood this real well. We got to look out for one another. And after I give you the $10, I can't go around talking about it. I can't call Jerry and say, Jerry, you know I had to give up the $10. I can't do that because it won't bless me. Because we learned this. Whatever we give to each other and anybody else, we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds so that we can come back with a harvest. And the reason we want this harvest too is to be a blessing unto our own households and be a blessing unto others who are in dire need. Yeah. So everything that basically God has given us, it represents blessings. And many times a two- or threefold blessing. But to you, God is going to give back to me. Every morning that I make the sacrifice, Monday through Friday, to come here, God bless me through the week. You understand? I'm blessed through the week. My knees may have hurt, but nonetheless, I got through the week. I'm yet able to walk. I'm yet able to cook, do laundry, whatever I need to do. If I need to go out to bless somebody, take somebody something, I'm able to do that. Sometimes I have to take somebody to a doctor's appointment or grocery store. Because I'm faithful here, he blessed me. And he said if we'll be faithful unto him, he'll give us a crown of life that will never fade away. But he's looking for faithful people. I learned that a while back. So in my learning that, I learned to do this. I learned from 2010 to 2021 to come faithfully every morning here. Some weeks he said, hey, Saturday, I want you to do something special over there on Blog Talk. And he'll tell me exactly what to do. After I'm done, I get many replies. Hey, Barbara, that was just for me today. Hey, Barbara, that blessed me real good today. Not you blessed me, Barbara, but what God had you to do blessed me. So as the world say, let's don't get it twisted. Barbara, don't think you more than you ought to be. Don't think you're doing nothing for my people. You're a vessel that I can use. You agreed for me to use you at anywhere, anytime, any place. And you agreed every morning that you would get up, every weekday morning, and come and do what I would have you to do for the sake of my people. Because see, what we got to understand is this. Not only he wakes us up closing our right minds, give us the use and activity, of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. But guess what? He yet so love us. He yet so love us. And because he yet so love us, he don't want anybody taking advantage of you. He don't want anybody using you. He don't want anybody taking your money on GP for nothing. So that they can have what you would have had, but they bamboozled or swindled you out of your money. God help us to face for these kind of people. Because they got up as sheep, but really they're wolf in sheep clothing. And he don't like it. I'm telling you. He love us. And even the ones that's doing wrong, he love them. And he's yet giving them a chance to get it right with him. But I just can't come and do you any kind of way, say any kind of old thing to you and take from you. Yeah. Many people, you know, they learned, they've been taught, when the prophet or prophetess come, you bless their hands. So some people, when he used me here to give them a direct word from heaven hot off the press, and all it is confirmation of what they already knew. Many of those people say, well, here, Barbara, I'm going to bless you with this. I'm going to plant a $100 seed. I'm going to plant a $50 seed to you. Barbara, I only have $10, but I want to bless you because that was a blessing unto me. Now, it's up to me to make my calling and election sure with Almighty God so that I can take your blessing, that I'm not using you. that I'm not taking from you without considering what you may need. Yeah. I told you about Shantae and I wanted luggage. She goes to the Walmart to purchase luggage. And I was purchasing my own luggage, but she ran ahead of me. I'm looking at something else. And she ran ahead of me and pick out some luggage for me. And come look, Mama. And then she wanted me to allow her to pay for the luggage. Well, I couldn't do it because that wasn't God. That would have been a slick move, use me move. Because I knew she would do it. But he blessed me with the money to pay for my own luggage. Not that I'm beyond taking blessings or I can't accept from nobody. Or I'm going to cut your blessing out because it's a blessing to be a giver. God loves a cheerful giver. But when he told you to do something, it looked good, it sounded good, it may even feel good, you know, oh, yeah, she paid for this luggage. Then I can take this $200 and do something else. No, that's not what he told you. He gave you basically specific instructions. You buy the luggage because I bless you with the money to buy luggage. Matter of fact, I gave you extra so while you're in Walmart, if you want to shop for something else, you're able to and you don't have to take her money. Yeah, God is a good God to us. Again, he is so faithful. Oh, that's what I love him. I love him. I love him. I love his faithfulness as well. Count on him. I can count and depend on his word. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Lewis, a lot of places out of stuff. I've been getting water to make sure they don't run out of water before I have enough. But Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Let us do good unto all. When opportunity presents itself, we want to do good unto all men. There's a scripture that even says this, be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. So going back to this, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. We don't want to do nobody wrong. But he says this, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Yeah. See, a lot, I'm so used to speaking the scripture, just talking the scripture, because not only have I been in the word, but I've learned to over and over and apply the word of God daily to my everyday life, to live that word the way he wants me to live it. Lord, help me to apply your word to my everyday life just the way you want me to live according to your word. And he does that. But if we haven't been in the word, then we won't know it. But we got to be especially good unto them who are of the household of faith. Those believers, the saints of God, the people of God, I got to give to you before I give to the world. I got to see about you before I see about those in the world. I get the phone call. Sometimes I'm busy and I may say, well, I'm not going to get over there. This and that. And God opened a door and make a way for me to get there. Why? Members of the household of faith. My desire is to be good to his people. So he opens the door and make a way. Sometimes he'll even send somebody to carry me. I don't even have to drive myself. So I don't have an excuse. Lord, I'm tired. I don't drive at night. Whatever my excuse is, I no longer have one. Because he opened a door and made a way for me, easy for me to get over to do whatever it is he would have me do for the member of the household of faith, the believer, the saints of God. Yeah, the people of God. Hallelujah. Many say Christians. Some say we're following Christ. But I don't want to just be a follower of Christ. I want to be obedient unto the Son of God, the mediator that he gave unto us. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm encouraged this morning. Just thinking on these things, I'm encouraged in him. And I trust today with all my heart because I have nobody else, but I can really depend and trust him. Yeah, he'll make everything all right. all things must work together for our good. We love him. And some of us, he not only called, but he chose. So, it looks bad right now. It looks bad right now. But the scripture even says this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. See, sometimes the weapons are formed, but it can't get any bigger. It's not going to grow anymore. It's not going to cause you no heartache and pain. You saw it. You know, they said you had cancer. They diagnosed you with cancer. But that's all you got to diagnose. Because even while he was diagnosing you or she was diagnosing you, God was healing you. Yeah, he was healing your body. Why? You believe. You trust him. You remember he healed a man with the withered hand. He asked him, will you be made whole in many cases? The sergeant in the military came to him and told him about his soldier was sick. And he said, well, come on, I'll go with you. This is what Jesus said. And the captain told him, said, no. You don't have to go. Just speak the word. Remember that? Sometimes God has just spoken the word over your life until you're sick. It have to turn around. It have to leave. Why? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. His word says you're more than conquerors. His word says you can do all things through him that strengthens you. So we still talking about it's a new day. It's a new start. We're still there. Looking at Galatians 6:6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. If you've heard some good things here, if you have been taught some good things, then from time to time we should communicate as often as possible. Every now and then I get a message from Dorothy Goodman. Every now and then I see something Weeda done sent me. Every now and then I see a text from Simone. Yeah. Jerry going to call me. You ain't got to worry about it. Jerry going to call me. Every now and then I see an email from Louis. Yeah, he done email me something good. Take a listen at this song or something going on or something I talked about. He comes behind the scenes and send me something to go look a little further at that. Yeah, good people. God will put good people, good loving, kind people in your path that will bless you. But we always have to look to the hills. We have to look to him who made the heaven and the earth. And we look into him because he leads and guides us. His spirit that's in us, those of us that have his spirit, it leads and guides us in all truth. It leads and guides us in the right path for his name's sake. See, his name is on it. So he's not going to lead us anywhere evil, anywhere that's not good. His name is on it. And he want to be named as Wonderful Counselor, Savior of the World, the Son of the True and Living God, the Mediator that God gave unto man, so that when we go to him, he's between me and the Father. So we go to him, and he takes our petition to the Father. Yeah. And because I believe his only begotten son brought the petition to him. Not only will he hear it, but he's going to answer. He's going to give us whatever we are asking for. Because without him, we can do nothing, and he understands this. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. Yeah. When I tell him, Lord, my knee hurt today, God. Or my knee's hurting today. Lord, I need you to heal. Uh-huh. But I've been doing real good because I had to get the weight off. Working even more on getting the weight off. See, because I'm healed. I asked him to heal me before he did it. But I went back to doing what would cause me not to be healed. Many have asked me to pray for them, Bob, pray for the healing. I have diabetes. Okay, God is going to do it. But listen, you cannot just rush back to eating any kind of meat. Eating the stuff that you know gave you the diabetes, the stuff that's going to raise your blood sugar. You have to pay attention and do something different now because you're expecting different results. You got your healing, but you can't go back to the old ways. The very thing that caused you not to be healed. He showed me this, y'all. He showed me this. Because, see, I want him to heal me. Heal my blood pressure, Lord. Heal my diabetes, my pre-diabetes. Don't let me become a diabetic. Lord, I can't do the needle sticking and all of that. I'm talking to him. Well, he come and he showed me this time around. I healed you. But you went back to eating pound cake. And not just a small slice. You went back to eating pound cake every day. You the one went back making French silk pies, coconut pies. You did it. And not just a slice, but you're going to eat two slices at one sitting. You're the one making brownies over there and drinking the brownies and milk and keep asking for healing. But you're not stopping what's making you sick. You understand? So he had to talk to me and give me some wisdom and straighten me out over here. Because I was messed up. You got to stop eating the fried foods. I know you love eggplant. I know that. But you don't want to eat eggplant that's baked or roasted. Just a drizzle of olive oil, no salt. Matter of fact, not even pepper. Just the raw vegetable itself. Put it, slice it in, put it on a baking sheet, put it in the oven. You're going to get the full taste of the eggplant, and you will be all right. Because you got to stop the fried food. See, because I wanted to eat me some fried chicken, fried fish, fried eggplant. Lima beans, collard greens, all of these things, they help the poison out. The vegetable is healthy. But it's what I was putting in the vegetable that wasn't. Yeah, I want to put a ham hock, smoked neck bone, and a smoked pigtail in the beans and the peas and all of this. No, ma'am, that is not a thing. You expect them being healthy out of eating what's unhealthy? It does not work like that. If you want to be healthy, you got to eat healthy foods, healthy snacks, Barbara. Because you know I love cooking and I love eating. Yeah, I love all of that. So he showed me a different way. Now, if you do this, you stick with this, Barbara. You're going to feel do better. The weight is going to come off. The knees are going to feel better. But if you continue the way that you're doing it, eventually the knees are going to go completely out. And you won't be able to walk because it'll be too painful. And they will not be able to do no type of surgery on you because you haven't lost the weight. And even if they did the surgery, the knees going to blow back out because you didn't take the problem. You didn't fix the problem. You got a solution, but you got to get to the root of the problem. See, and all of these things are important. It is not just us coming to the Lord for the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, better paying job, better position on the job, better car to drive. It's not just that today, but it's other things that we must look at ourselves for. Because God has given us the ability to do these things. And we really need to get on top of it and stay focused. I'm raising my hand right now because I want to. He healed me, I went back to the foolishness. He healed me, I go right back to eating the pound cake. I go right back to eating that 7-Up pound cake. See? Craziness. Nobody in the house but me, and I want to go in and make 2 sweet potato pies. Then telling myself, I'm going to freeze one, and I'm going to eat this one next month. No, as soon as the first one eats, and you remember that pie is in the freezer, you want to take it out, throw it out, and start cutting on it. I'm just honest this morning. So he just had to show me, no, ma'am. Now, you're saying you want to be healed. You got to do what it takes to be healed. got to stay away from the fatty foods, the fried foods, and, you know, the stuff that put the weight on you and the stuff that'll cause your heart problems, cholesterol going up, all of these things. You got to cut it out. I'm not saying every now and then I can't eat something, but everything, when I say everything, everything in moderation. Lou, I didn't mention this to you, but that broshen bread, oh, I love the broshen with a pan. Oh, and they slice it real thick, and I just want to have my way with the loaf. Every now and then, you might could have a piece that's toasted. But you cannot eat this every day, Barbara. Matter of fact, pumpernickel, you can eat the pumpernickel bread, but you can't eat 2 and 3 pieces at a time. And for me, if I want a sandwich, I have to eat an open-faced sandwich, one slice of bread. And so I learned, toast it, put a little avocado on it. That's going to be more healthy for you. Instead of going in there eating Bugles and Lay's potato chips, go ahead in there, Barbara, and get your boiled egg and 3 unsalted saltine crackers. Now, if you want to, put a little bit of peanut butter on the unsalted saltine crackers, and that would be a snack. And you can keep these kind of light things going all day because it keeps your metabolism burning. But now, if you're going in there and you're going to eat popcorn full of caramel and sugar and no, that won't work right there. I'm sorry. That will not work. So we have to eat what our body can handle. We can eat all day, but we got to be careful what we're eating all day. Eat what will burn quickly. Eat what will boost your metabolism. We need energy, so we eat protein things with protein, peanut butter, eggs that give me a lot of protein, which gives me energy. And then I was staying in the house, but I told myself, okay, now what you need to do is get out and ride in the sun. Every day is the point of getting out. That's a form of your exercise, because you got to have some type of exercise too. So I ride out. Sometimes I just walk 3 parking spaces over. Walk over there and turn around and walk right to my truck. Some exercise is better than no exercise. And if you're doing an exercise you wasn't doing, you're going to see some results. I sat in the chair and I twist from side to side these days. That's exercise. You got to have some type of exercise will help you. So I twist from side to side in the chair. I raise my arms up and down, back and forth, over and under. Yeah, all of this helped me. And I feel that, especially when I do it early in the morning. I've seen this ad where coffee and lemon juice, fresh squeezed lemon juice, would get the weight off. But even in losing the weight, you need to tone. So we got to get, you know, do the right thing. And you don't have to do anything strenuous. You know, you don't have to do 50 sit-ups, 10 sit-ups, no sit-ups. But you got to do something to move that body. God made it to be active. And some way, somehow, we need to get to being more active. There's nothing wrong with staying home. Yeah. And if you can find the right stuff on TV, it's nothing wrong with watching TV, but we got to be careful what we feed our spirit. Yeah. And we're still talking about a new day and a new start. We're still there. It's Monday morning. How many times have you heard people say, oh, it's Monday. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It's like they had the blues or it's like Monday is the worst day of the week for them. But how about on Monday morning, we should wake up refreshed and replenished and telling God thank you for waking us up on Monday morning and excited as his people. because this is the day that he made. We have the opportunity to rejoice and be glad in the day that Almighty God made, but it's our choice what we do with it. When we wake up, it's our choice. I wake up and I'm like, ooh, today. I don't think that it's Monday. It's a day. The name of the day come to me later on, but I'm feeling it today. Tell God thank you. Have my morning devotion, prayer, and scripture reading. You know, telling him thank you that he brought me through the night while I slumbered and slept. He brought me through the weekend, and I get up and I start my Monday. And some people, you can't speak to them early in the morning. They would tell you, I'm not a morning person. Well, me, I'm an all-day, any-day, any-time person because I'm thankful unto the Lord because he blessed me to be here. I don't have nothing to grumble and complain about. I don't have anything to be sad about. Yeah, people still call me. Well, you know, once you bury your daughter, all of that is over with. Nobody is going to be there like that. You know, they're going back to their normal lives and yours. Guess what? People still call it, and people still want to come. I'm serious. But guess what? He took her on to her resting place. Whatever happened, she evidently had fulfilled her work. Okay, but she had fulfilled her work and went on to take her rest. And I'm not one to be sad over what God has allowed. I accept what he allowed, and because I knew she was saved, I knew he had sanctified her. He had set her aside unto himself. And I knew she was filled with his spirit. No need for me to be sad. No more suffering for her. No more crying. She don't ever have to die again, huh? So I don't wake up with the blues. No morning. I may wake up sleeping. I may wake up feeling like it got me a little more sleep. I should have slept a little longer, you know, instead of getting up doing something. But never the blues. Why is that, Bob? I'm saved. I have the grace of Almighty God. I have his mercy. And guess what? He renewed his love for me daily. He renewed his love for me that carried me to the next day. And he renewed his love again. So no need for me to be down and out and, oh, I'm just so sad. People can't come around me because they think of what they would do. I've had plenty of people to say, oh, Barbara, you're so strong. Oh, I couldn't do that. No, you can't, but I can. For great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. Do you think I'm doing this on my own and my younger went on? My younger is she's no longer here. And I'm used to at least once a week or twice a week, hearing from her. But he strengthened me, and we're not men of like that because we don't trust God. We don't depend on him. We're still leaning to our own understanding. We're not acknowledging him in all our ways. Some of them, yeah, but not all. And he said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. He'll strengthen you. He'll show you how to get through to the next thing. He'll show you what to do and what to say on the job. Yeah, that you can work there a few more days longer. You may have asked him, Lord, take me off the job. I'm so sick of these people. Lord, they don't have no respect for you. I can't say too much about you on the job, Lord. I want to be out of here. I want to go work for a Christian-based organization that's how we do all day. And we greet each other, praise the Lord. God bless you. And nobody's going to be offended. Nobody's going to punish you for loving the Lord. But many times, this is not what he give us. He let us work in the world with worldly folks because the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But we remember the labor that he called and chose us for. And see, you on that job to live before the world a godly life. They never hear you cuss. They never see you frustrated. No matter what they bring, they never see you aggravated. Yeah. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for a new start, a new day. It's Monday. And we're not going to have the Monday morning blues, as they call them. We're going to tell God thank you and keep it moving. We love him today. And we know he loves us. If we'll look around, we'll see his love. Look like I see Sion is back. Look like I see Sion back. Yeah. So we love him today. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. And we give him the praise because he has done so much for us. And he is doing right now so much for us. His love. So every day should be a good day for us. I'm not saying every day will bring some bad things, but the day itself is good. And if we'll learn to flow with who made the day, no matter what come our way, is yet a good day for us. Yeah, no matter what come our way, is yet a good day. And we're thankful unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like him. None like him. Yeah, she, I say she back and she missed her. You better have a missed her, Sienna. We would do something to you over there. We know you had a good time. I was giving a few updates, but I didn't get it all because I didn't see it all, but the water and the different towns you went to and all of that, just cruising a while. That was beautiful, beautiful. And so we thank God. And listen, y'all, I had Miss Cobricia the weekend from Friday until yesterday evening. And tall, has grown, has become a little lady. And one thing has not changed with that Cobricia is that eating habit. I mean, just eat. When she first got here, we went to Bono's to get some barbecue. And I had gotten a sweet potato and macaroni and cheese, and I was giving the macaroni and cheese to her. But she didn't know it. But I knew she wanted it. I said, you want to taste the macaroni and cheese? Yes. Grandmama, I said, what? I want the Bono salad. It's a huge salad now, Grandmama, with a lot of meat on it. I said, okay. So she got the cheese on the salad, and I ate, oh my goodness, I said, I like this little girl here, because that's one thing I always liked about her. She ate good. Never gained no weight. And then she told me, well, my mama keeping me in the gym now because I'm older. And the way I eat, she's afraid I'm going to get fat. I said, you're not getting your metabolism burned fast. Yeah. Hers may burn slow because she eats so much. But you moving around and you'll be just fine. So God bless me that I got to spend another day with, well, a couple of days with her. She's changed so much. Ooh-wee. I'm not used to that particular Cobricia. I'm used to the little girl that I wanted to play band, and I put the band together with her and Brianna, and it was just a blessing. It was just a blessing nonetheless, because I was used to that girl, and I did take her to Crystal's, and y'all know that was her spot for breakfast. Grandmama, we going to Crystal's here on Saturday morning. Yes, I think you'll be, yeah, I want the 3-8 breakfast. Oh, goodness. New the menu. But God is faithful, and I knew if I wait on him, whatever I asked for in his perfect timing, he would give it to me. But I had to have the patience to wait. So I had to have the patience the way on Obisha mom to get her mind right. Then she come trying to accuse me, saying, well, you never called and asked for a say. I'm like, Jerry, stop it, I say. I never had to call and ask for her before. No, you got upset with me and over there doing some things that you knew I wouldn't agree with. So you kept her away. But in God's perfect timing, I'm going to have what I need. I'm going to have what I want. But I know how to wait on him. Patience really is a virtue. Hallelujah. Patience will pay you well. If we can learn to trust God and wait on him, everything is going to be all right in Jesus' name. Listen, good morning, Apostle. God bless you this morning. God bless you. We're going to one more song of the morning when we come back. We're still talking about New Day, New Start Monday. We're still talking about that. Let's go here.
Yes, there were The devil thought he had me. The devil thought he had me. Can I testify? The devil thought he had me. Thought that my life was over. He thought by now I gave up. He thought by now I give up. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he thought that my life was over. He thought by now he thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is taking care of it all. God tripped, he turned it around. He turned his darkness into day. Turned even his sad times into dancing. What a mighty God we serve. He loves us today in spite of us. He's looking beyond our faults yet meeting our needs. He's on our side this morning. Yeah, turn everything bad into good. Even turn that which is bad into a testimony. Hey, glory. That which is bad, he'll turn it into a testimony. Now, when we're going through it right then, it don't feel good. But he'll turn it around for our good. And we got the patience to wait on him, to stay prayerful. Let nothing pull you out your place. Nothing pulling you out of character, as they say. Stay with God. I've been in situations where it was heavy. You could feel the weight of this thing. I would go back down on my knees, get back up. Maybe 10 minutes later, I'm back down because I feel the weight of this thing. And the more I go to him, the better I feel. So it was weighing me down all day. I went to him basically all day, up and down, up and down, up on my knees, up and down. Asking him to strengthen me while I'm in this trial. Not asking you to pass the cup, but Lord, strengthen me. Yeah, to hold the cup. Strengthen me, God. Because the cup is full and it's heavy. Hallelujah. He's able to see us through. But many times we get the trials and it's weighing on that flesh. It don't feel good to us. We don't like that, so we try to scramble and wiggle our way out of the trial. Now, if you keep trying that and you really want to come out of it, God will bring you out. What did you learn? What was the lesson? What were your blessings? And the ground go higher and higher. It's a new day. Every day is a new day for us, and it's a new start. Anything we didn't do yesterday, most times we're able to work on it again the next day. I'm one of them people, I didn't do it on Friday. I'm going to keep trying it on Saturday. I'm going to keep trying it a little bit on Sunday. I'm going to try it a little bit more on Monday until I get it done. I'm taking classes right now. I said classes that will make me better. The instructor was real surprised at my age, because she said 64. Yeah, what difference does it make? Age is a number. I believe that you are as young as you feel. I really believe that now, and I believe it's never too late to learn. It's never too late for you to learn something. And if we want different results, we got to do something different. We must do something different. I thank God for new day, new start. Even in that, I have been a blessing to many people. God has used me with that to be a blessing to many people, because some people was not doing it. My age, older or younger, they wasn't doing it. But when I come along and they saw what I was doing, they decided to try it. Some people went back to school. They couldn't go for 4 years, but for two. Some people went back to school. They couldn't go for 2 years, so they took a class. They gave them a certificate, and they went 6 months, 9 months, 2 months, 3 months. Yeah, because they saw what I accomplished at my age. Some people saw I had a Blog Talk radio show. And they said to themselves, I'm going to ask her, I am going to ask her if she can help me to do the same. And I helped them to do the same. Some people fell by the wayside because for this right here, you must be faithful. And then you got people that say, oh, Blog Talk ain't nothing. It's no big thing. I beg the difference. Over a million listens. So I had somebody to tell me, oh, it is. But you got to be faithful and have to work. New day, new start. What is it you want to start? What is it you really want to do that you haven't done? Some people are afraid of mistakes, afraid of rejection. I don't have a problem with making mistakes. I don't have a problem with being rejected because I don't really see it that way. I don't see it as a mistake or a rejection. How I see it is, it's not the will of God. This is not, I made a start. I prayed before I made the start. Well, after making the start, it worked out that it wasn't for me. I yet made the start. God yet gave me the opportunity. If I go to sleep today, never to wake up again. Nothing is old to me. You hear me? When I look back at my life and where God has brought me, nothing is old to me. Where everything that was negative, everything that was bad that has gone on in my life, nothing is old to me. And I yet had a good life. I had such a good life. I found God in time. He knew where I was. I didn't really know where he was, but I found him for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once I found him, he made my life much better. Much better. I never lived a life like I'm living now in him. People look at the old life and they say, oh, she always had it good. Oh, she always had this and that. Oh, she could get this and that. No, no, that wasn't the thing. See, because that was going to fade away. What I have now will never fade away. What I have now, it'll last throughout eternity. Huh? I got the risen Savior. Do you know what I'm talking about? I have Almighty God, Jehovah. He's got all power. There's no higher power. He's for me today. He's on my side, and I know it. He loved me. Even when I mess up, his grace and mercy abound. He won't leave me. Hallelujah. This is what we all have. No matter what, he's not leaving you. He's on your side. If you mess up with him, you don't have to run away from him. Run to him and tell him about the mess up. He said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll wash you white as snow. Anybody know that? We don't run from him, we run to him. And we're not always dependent on him to do what we can do. I can abstain from the very appearance of evil. I can do that. I can walk upright before him if I choose to. Listen what the scripture says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm doing it through him. I'm not doing it on my own. But I had to ask him. I had to come to him for the help because I needed it. I can't do nothing without him. But I can have a mind to obey. I can have a mind to pray, a mind to talk to him. It's my choice what I do. He gave me choices. Today they say you have options. It's me and what I decide to do today. Monday, October the 25th, 2021, I can decide what I want to do today. I decided I wanted to finish these classes. He opened the door and showed me the way. I decided I wanted to study for these classes. He opened the door and showed me the time that I could use to do these classes. Yeah. Got the keyboard. Had to send it back. They sent me a brand new one, another one. Sometime today, hopefully, I put that together. But I have another class I take on Wednesday. Not for keyboard playing, but for something else. God is so faithful. So faithful. I'm telling you. You could be 80 years old and desire to do something. If you got God, you'll get done. If it's his will. But see, we don't totally sell out to him. We don't totally let him be the God of our lives. We don't let Jesus be the Lord of our life. We still around here trying to do some stuff on our own. We're still leaning to our own understanding. We're still trying to make people better. You can want stuff for people, but if they don't want it for themselves, you got to let it go. And in many cases, let them go. Give them to the Lord and walk away. He can take better care of them than you can, because you can only do that which is natural. He does that which is spiritual. You can only be with them when they're in your presence, or your presence. He can take care of them when they walk away from you. They're in his care. And if you trust in him to take care of them, he'll bring even them to an unexpected end. One day they'll call you talking about the goodness of the Lord. One day they'll call me to testify, he saved me. It was him that sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. It'll be them that call you and tell you. Yeah. Y'all excuse me. Because of this, when we let go to him, he's not going to disappoint you. But you got to let it go. Some people have told me, I let it go, but you're still talking about it. You haven't let it go. I let it go, but you still want it. You didn't let it go. Hey, you got to let go. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Even with forgiveness. We got to forgive and move on in Jesus. Yeah. Because of this, he's got the answer to every problem. He's got the solution to every situation. Yes, he does. He saw it coming before you did. He knew it would come. And what I've learned to do is run to the word for every little thing. I'm running for prayer, and I'm running to the word. Excuse me again. I don't know how to turn the humidifier on in here. Feels stuffy. But listen. We got to go to him for everything. For greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. He won't leave us. He's there all the time. He's waiting for us to reach out to him, because we'll never be able to accuse him of just forcing us to do something we don't want to do. Many times I prayed for things and they showed up, and I have to go back in my mind and say, well, I got this. And he'll remind me, you prayed for it. You asked me for it. I didn't give it to you back then. It wouldn't work together for your good. But today it will work for your good. Here it is. And sometimes I'm able to do more with it today than I would back then when I first asked for it. Because a lot of times I've grown into things. I've learned more about certain things. No matter how old we is, it's never too late to learn. It's never too late to even try something new. It will keep you active, it will keep you blessed. New day, new start. We can. We can take a new start in this new day. I told myself about a week ago, I said earlier, I said, now look, you have to stop all of this overeating. You have to stop all of this craziness with food. You're going to have to stick to it now. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. You can't just talk about doing it. You got to put it into action. You got to do it. And that's the way God is. I can't keep saying, but Lord, I am going to, and never do it. I got to go on and get it done. Make a step. You heard the saying, it's not scripture, but you heard the saying, if you make one step, God will make two. I believe he'll make three, four, five, six, seven, however many steps you need to take with you, I believe he'll take you all the way. Because again, he won't leave you. I remember one time I had did something. After I did this thing, I felt so bad. Oh, boy. I was just a crying and a repenting. And, oh, I just felt so horrible. Lord, forgive me. God, help me not to ever do that again. Lord Jesus. The Lord sent me a song. And the man sang, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I'm going to play that this morning. But after he said that, he said, listen, he won't leave. He won't do it. He won't do it. Yeah. He said, it may sound country, but it works. He said, I ain't going to leave. Let me tell y'all something. That thing blessed me so I lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting arms. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. I got to see that thing right there. I lift my head up unto him and he come on in. Yeah, he stirred up in me. What I know anything, my hands was up in the air, not down looking down. My hands was up, my head was up. I'm looking up to him that's able to keep me. I'm praising him. I don't know about whatever it was. Because at that moment I saw he won't do it. He won't leave me. He won't forsake me. He will be with me until the end. Oh, yeah. He's that kind of God. On our side and faithful every day. We're not as faithful as he has been and as he is. We're not as faithful. I'm talking about faithful, faithful, faithful. Until it make me just say God is faithful. People write me after God is faithful. Oh, did you? God is faithful. And it's not just something to say, a quick thing to say to push them away. I want you to know he's faithful. It's the truth. He's on our side. He gives us a brand new day and a brand new start. Every day, not just Monday. And for those that say, oh, it's Monday, I got the blob. No, don't have the blobs. Have Jesus. The songwriter said, try Jesus. He's all right. And the reason I know he's all right, the songwriter said, I done tried him. Hey, glory. And I know he's all right. Try Jesus. Get up in the morning with God on your mind. Get up with him on your mind. Get up telling him thank you for being clothed in your right mind. Get up telling him thank you for the use and activities of your limbs, your life, your health, and your strength. You're going to get to see after doing these things many days that your life begin to get better and better. You begin to drop heavy loads because we're holding on to this stuff. He won't put no more on us than we can bear. We got to let go and let go some people. We just have to do it. I love my family. I love my friends. I have some unsaved friends. Lots of unsaved family members. I got family members that say they saved, but when you look at their life, it displays something else. But I'm not one to judge. I go off what you told me. I treat you like you told me that you were. But the proof is in the pudding. Your life will display the action of who you really are because of what you do. So guess what? If we turn it loose and go on, God will bless us. My niece bought a Bentley. And she called me and told me because I had prophesied that to her a few days before she got it. And she said, look, I had to call you to tell you because I went looking for another truck. And when I got on the car lot, she said, I said to myself, you don't really want a truck, another SUV. You want a car. Just go and get you a car. And she said, a salesperson come and shoulder the bins over there. You like that, don't you? I could put you in that for the same price you paid for your SUV. Insurance, a tad bit more, not too much more, and I can make this work for you. She said, well, come on and show me how you make it work. Now, if you make it work right, I'll take that off your hands today. But if it's not going to work fine good, I can't do it. So this is like over a $50,000 car. She said he showed her where to work together for good. She drove off the lot in it and couldn't wait to call me to tell me that she had got the beans. Look, you're going to have what you say. And then if God speaks something to you, if you believe what God, don't believe the person, you believe in what God said. No, I can't give you no bins. I can't give you no house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. No way I can give you a promotion on the job. I'm not your supervisor. I'm not the owner of the company. But if I speak this to you, hold on to it for everything that is worth and ride out on it. She forgot all about it. I had told her that. She wasn't even really looking for no beans. She forgot that. I had just saw a few days before, though. But she had forgot all about the beans talk because she felt like she wasn't making beans money. She worked for a South Hospital. She didn't feel like, in the medical profession, but she didn't feel like she was making Bentley money. But when she went to look for another car because she needed another one, because the one she had looked like a Benz, a SUV. I said, that's a Benz SUV. She said, yeah. I said, yeah. We went on talking. Next thing I know, she called me driving the Benz. Yesterday, I said, oh, nobody come to take their aunt for a ride in the Benz. She was going to cut. She got the text she wanted to run over and take me for a ride. I said, no, I'm just fooling with you. She said, yeah, because I got these two granddaughters. And both of them little girls are a handful. They're real cute, tiny, petite, and little. Yeah. But I noticed for myself, if we can but believe God. Yeah. If we can but believe God. Yeah. It's going to be all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. And we should laugh more. Let me tell you about that, too. We, as the believers of God, we should laugh more. No joke. Yeah. And know what? When we laugh more, it's like a slap in the devil's face. Yeah. It's like a slap in his face. So I want to laugh more because I want to slap. Me too, Sion. You know me. You know I'm going to find something to laugh at right now. But people don't do it. In this hour, everything is just so serious. But I got God. Why I got to do all of that? Huh? I'm an evangelist, was born to be one. Chose me to be an evangelist. Now look, I mean what I say and I say what I mean when it comes to the things of God. I love him. It's no joke. I know he loved me. He's proved it over and over again. I'm grateful unto him. I appreciate him. But he gave me the ability and the emotion to laugh. I choose laughter over being sad. I heard some things that had some cussing in it. But when I tell you the foolishness was so funny, I overlooked the cussing. They wasn't picking at nobody or anything like that. They were talking about themselves. And I understood what it was talking about. And then I had to look at myself and laugh. I'm talking about a good laugh. Been there and done that. Yeah. But we should laugh more. Laugh is medication. It really is. It is medication. It does you good. We take life too serious and we always trying to put things in the place. Let go and let God today. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path in your own eyes. Fear God, depart from evil. Learn to trust the Lord. Learn to trust God. Write it down and make it plain. Write it if you have to put it on your refrigerator. Write trust God on your refrigerator. If you got to put it on the nightstand in big bold letters by the bed and prop it up, a lamp, do that. Whatever you got to do, remind yourself you can trust God. Trust him. It's good for you. It's good for you. Kobusha and I got together. She know me. She know me. Grandmama. You just not going to stop it. No, I am not. Oh, my goodness, me, Joe. You're just not going to. No, I'm not. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep laughing. I'm going to keep being happy. I know I get sad news, bad news, but I give it to the Lord, and I walk away, and I'm still happy. I'm still laughing. I seen a lady rolling her eyes at me, and she was rolling her eyes at me because she was looking for me to be sad and mourning and just falling apart and passed out, you know, and all of this. That's not me. I'm more upbeat than downbeat. If you see me down, that's because I couldn't have a piece of that pound cake. If you see me down, I could have a bowl of that homemade banana pudding from scratch with real meringue on top from the egg white. Now, that's when you'll see me down. And I'm not going to stay down on that too much longer because I'm going to eat a banana and tell myself I'm eating banana pudding. Yeah. So it's all right today if we laugh. Shake the devil off of you. He got no business being bound. We're free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. We have been set free. But if we allow our flesh, the enemy, to keep us in bondage, we'll stay right there. And we keep thinking on the negative. Oh, we just keep thinking on the negative. Oh, they took my car. Oh, they threatened my house. Oh, I ain't gonna have nowhere to live. I'm about to be homeless. Listen, go on to the homeless shelter if you have to and minister at the homeless shelter. Witness over there that God still is. He took me out of the house to bring me over here to meet some new people and to tell them the goodness of the Lord. You'll get over there and there's three or four more, y'all, and y'all can pray together. You got your prayer circle. People coming to y'all over at the homeless shelter for hope. But you can't do this if you're worried and down and out about a house. My goodness. A house? No. Somebody said, oh, you say that, got one. No, I've been homeless. I had to sleep in my car before. I was homeless walking up and down the street. The hotel ministered to the woman, and she gave me a room for $3 a night. I'm talking about a nice suite up on the top floor. I didn't focus on being hungry. I focused on what he would have me to do while I was homeless. And if we're turning loose, what's the biggest thing going to happen? You're not going to die. This is not unto death. A lot of times we're afraid of what people are going to say about us. I could care less. Unless you're coming over here and pay this house note and keep me out of foreclosure, then I consider what you're talking about. Other than that, say what you got to say about me. You ain't paying no bills over here. You're not even praying for me. You don't really even care for me. You want something you can talk about. Negative. And we just don't have time for it. Laugh more. Find you a good comedy. Find you a good comedy movie. Not picking at nobody, especially handicapped people or something like that, but something about yourself or something you can just laugh at. Many days, Jerry say things and I laugh. And then I laugh. Jerry say that being slick now, Barbara, that's me and you right now today. I say, this one right here, I want her to stop it now. I say, Jerry, just stop it. Barbara, say what? We're about to get some money, Barbara. Oh, that Jerry have a laugh. Yeah, she's serious now. She's not joking. She's serious. But we laugh. But we serious about the business of God. But yet there's laughter. If I came to your church and that was laughter, I'm not coming back up in there. Y'all got it. Y'all already done made it to heaven. Y'all already in heaven and right here on the earth. And nothing is funny. Everything is so serious. Because I believe in heaven there will be laughter. I believe there's laughter there now. A good time makes you feel good. Boy, a good laugh do me all the good look like in the world. You hear me? And when I laugh until I cry, oh my goodness, that's the best thing since sliced bread. I'm telling you the truth. I love it. Somebody ought to send me some craziness. And I just laugh until I cry. She don't even know I'm crying. I said, see, you're about to make me scream. Stop it now. Because I love to laugh. It's good for us saints. It's good for us Christians. It is good for us believers. The people of God, it is good for you today. And let nothing separate you from his love. I know you got the bad news, but God yet loves you. And it's going to work together for your good, but you got to believe this. Yeah, I told you about I told you about the lady. She was rolling her eyes at me. Because she wanted me to mourn and to fall all out and get all over my daughter. And said, oh, Coco, not even like my baby. What in the foolishness, in the nonsense? The kind of people did do that, I think, did the wrong. They didn't love them. They misused them. They did them bad. Now they gone and they can't get no more use. I don't know what it is, but I know they did something right in the package. And my daughter and I, we was good. I remember one time we was beefing on Facebook. She come on Facebook with the beefing. I told her, I said, well, look, so-and-so, and that's it for me. Take a fork in me, I'm done. She thought she was saying something and being slick out of mouth and everything. Just stick a fork in me, Mama. I'm done. I'm sure about that now. I want you to be sure. Yeah, I'm done. I went on away. See, what she thought I would do is say I was done, and then in the next week come back. Look at here, this and that. I'm your mama. You're not mine. And all of that on Facebook. You know when I see you, you're misunderstanding. We're going to move furniture. I didn't come back with none of that secretly. I didn't come back with nothing. And she telling people, you know, mom won't say nothing to me. You said stick a fork in it. You was done. Later on, she want to laugh all about it. No. You're laughing now because I fixed you. And you're laughing now because I showed you. Yeah. But even in that, there was still love. I love my daughter. She loved me. Even in that, I know you couldn't come and fight me and she's standing right there and she was just going to let you have a mama. Families are weird. And do things in weird ways. Yeah. Children. They get together and talk about me, pick at me and everything. I'm not joking. And somebody heard because they took it to one of the grandchildren or they took it to another sibling, they going to come and tell me what it is. And when they see me, they act like they said a thing, they did nothing. But if you fool with me, it's going to be trouble. I'm just telling you now, families are weird. We forgive and we move on. I can't hold a grudge. I can't keep unforgiveness in me. It don't make no sense. I forget. Because when I forgive you, I forget it. I go on about my business. And I trust the Lord that if you come in with some more foolishness, he's going to warn me. Because warning comes before destruction. He going to let me know, hey, be careful right there. Remember that now. And then I remember it. Because he brought it back so I wouldn't get hurt again or destroyed. Because we know the enemy come, but his only job now, but to kill, steal, and destroy. It's Jesus that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So today I want to encourage you, a new day, a new start. Get some laughter in your life. And do you know people want to be around you when you laugh? When they see you have laughter in you, they want to be around you. Yeah. They want to be around you. Nikki, I'm going to get you because I ain't got no turkey next yet. And I ain't said nothing, but I'm waiting. I know that Tuesday, whatever, but I'm going to need them turkey necks about you, Nikki. So look, people want to be around you, men and women. Marquez Griffin, younger than me, every Sunday I can count on. Either morning or afternoon, Marquez going to call me. He called me yesterday. I was doing Kobusha hair. He said, I said, no, I can do this and talk. You can clang and blang and bam and boom. He was working and talking to me. Younger than me, much younger than me. But he just wanted to talk with me. Communication fellowship. We may make each other laugh. I may be able to help him with something. He said he talked to the farmer, and the farmer thought he had to come here. But I told him, no, the farmer can do it, the interview over the phone. He said, we're going to go back and talk to the farmer. Yeah. Young. I think the farmer, 28, retired or something, got his farm going and everything. And other stuff. But when you laugh, when you're a good person, when you don't, you're just not so serious. And when people come, they just, be so serious is unreal. They believe you got that old time religion. And you know how many people was back then, they think it's so serious. Yeah, you're the preacher, you can't let nobody see you laugh. What? God gave us all these emotions. The emotion to cry, the emotion to laugh, the emotion to be happy, the emotion to be sad. He made us in his image. Some days God is sad over what he see about us. Some days it may make him cry. Because he's not going to force you to be good. He wants us to be good. Yeah, and be good people. Help one another. Love one another. Be especially good to the members of the household of faith. Yeah. Which brings me here. Don't forget. What my book? Okay, my book is on the, no, okay, I was going to say I had it on the couch, and when I come back in here, I bring my book. I don't want it to come up missing, and folks will take my book because they see it's signed by the author. But it says up top, Evangelist Barbara. It don't say their name, but it might, you know, decide, let me read this. I can't take it back because I stole it from it. See, I don't like all of that. Just go on and ask me, can you borrow the book or ask me to buy you a copy? $15.99. Come on now, stop it, I say. Yeah. So look, don't y'all forget my mind is still focused, especially during COVID-19. 31 Days of Empowerment by our own pastor, Claudia Hackney Boatwright. Y'all go over there to Amazon and look it up. So I got my copy. Jerry gonna get her copy. I got to go on and get it for Jerry because she tried to be too quick, too fast, and too furious. I want to buy my own copy. It's a morning devotional. And if we'll support her, plant a seed in her ministry, I promise you God will give you a harvest. A bigger harvest than $15.99, if you listen to me this morning. A much bigger harvest than $15.99 if you plant a seed and get this cute little devotional. My mind is still focused, especially during COVID-19. I mean, I know COVID's still here. Oh, I know they've been vaccinated, aggravated, frustrated, you know, overrated and everything else, but it's still here. It ain't going nowhere. So we could use this little book every morning, yeah, to do our devotion and write it. And she got the meaning and the day of strength and the day of mercy, the day of truth, the day of forgiveness. Oh, all kind of beautiful stuff in here. Yeah, the table of conscience and the day of establishing priorities. We need that. Yeah. Foods permitted during a consecration. Foods avoid during a consecration. Look at this. Let's begin. I'm just giving you a little snip note of what's in here. Yeah, section one. Day one, the day of reverence. I reverence you, Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God of gods, Joshua 22:22. As the deer pants for flowing streams, so my soul pants for you, O God. Psalms 42:1. Lord, as I reverence you today, I'm aware of the fact that diabolical plots, plans, and schemes have been emitted from the kingdom of darkness in an attempt to lessen my reverence for you. Yeah, you want this little book. You want it. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing unto you, a lesson unto you. Because again, today we know the devil come but to kill, steal, and destroy. It's Jesus who come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But we got to get on that Jesus side more so that we know when this, the dots of evil are being thrown at us, we'll know what we got. We have a Savior. We have the one that can block and stop every dot. I don't care how they're coming at us. He's able to keep us. Hallelujah. So y'all go and check out the book. We Cheer Forgive Us over here. And I know you may say, well, dog, Sister Barbara, you're asking me to buy the book. Now you got something else yet. Yeah, I need you to remember, Sister Rita, the GoFundMe campaign. I need you to remember that today. Even if it's $5, $3, $20, $10, 50 cents, give, plant the seed so that God can give back to you. Yeah, if you're holding the seed, you never plant it, you can't get harvest. You got to put the seed in the ground and then the harvest will come. So we learning to plant over here. When you pay that $15.99 for the devotional or just the devotional, you plant a seed unto Apostle Boatwright. That way, a harvest should come back to you. Yeah. So we just thank God. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you. Yeah, we want to support this. And want to support Sister Rita. I'm praying about some things, and I wanted to places that I know and know me, and I wanted to try to sell something, you know, a cupcake, a brownie or something. And that way we can have that going and take that money and put it towards Sister Rita GoFundMe campaign. If you got something you can do that can sell. And you ain't got to donate at all. Donate a portion. And you can say, I'm selling this to help Sister Rita. And this amount going to her. And even if it's 80-20, if it's a 10-90, you get the 90% and she get the 10%. We'll take that 10% because we want to get this moving more. And you know what? I want us, Jesus in the morning, I want us to actually do it because I believe we can. And if something come up for you, the next time we're able to do it for you. And we don't have to have a reason. We don't have to have a reason to bless you. If one come and say, well, hey, I need $5,000, and we raise that $5,000. Another one comes and says, hey, Sister Barbara, I should give you $10,000, and we get together and he said, do you know what we would be to each other? Whatever we can sell, selling and donating a portion. I've been looking around to see what could I sell at the pawn shop. Because if it's good enough to sell at the pawn shop, it's off of your hand and you ain't got to stand nowhere and, you know, beg nobody to buy. You know what I'm saying? You done sold it to the pawn shop, and that's over with. Yeah. That's right today. It could be a simple thing. It could be something that bring you $25, and you say, well, I'm going to keep 15, but I'm going to give Sister Rita 10. Well, I'm going to keep 10 and give Sister Rita 15. So you feel like you're getting something out of the deal. So soon I'm going to try to post some cupcakes or brownies or something and see if I can get a couple of pans sold and put all the money towards it and whatever else I can find to do, pawn or whatever. And the reason I say pawn, because, again, if you take it there and give it to them and never go back for it, it's off your hand. You ain't got to worry about a pocket deal or none of that. You know, you just got rid of it. In 1 watt. And whatever percentage you purpose in your heart, give that to Sister Rita and the rest keep it for yourself if you desire to do that. Because we don't want to be Ananias and Sapphira's. We don't want to say we're going to be a part of this and we're selling this and then come back and lie about what we, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to be a blessing because, again, we're planting seeds. Yeah. So that these seeds will come up with a harvest for us. God loves a cheerful giver. And we have two little things going on. Yeah. Apostle Boatwright book, her devotional, and Sister Rita. Because we're trying to help her get a place to live. Let me tell you something else. Now, this happened to her way before they started coming back for the rent payment. You understand? Some people, they couldn't pay their rent when COVID was here because the children was home and they needed more because the electric was more, the water was more, they had to put more gas in their car, they had to buy different stuff more, some stuff that they didn't have to buy before, but now they have to buy it because the children home. So when it came time to pay the rent, they didn't have it, none of it. Because if they had some of it, then they was able to give it, you know, talk to the landlord and say, well, I got this much and I'm back at work, so I'm going to be this much every week until I catch it up. The landlord may able to work with that. But they got angry, too, because the government forced them not to take rent payment while this stuff was going on. To me, it's still going on. But you decided to open everything back up and let people die or whatever so that people can work and pay these people and do you. That's just a bunch of stuff. But we want to be mindful that it's one of ours. It's one of our household of faith members that's in dire straits. So we want to be a blessing. If you can go to my Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, if you can go to my Facebook page and copy it, the GoFundMe from my page, put it on your page, ask your family to put it on their page, And, you know, just let them know, hey, this is a like a family member to me. You know, we own Jesus in the morning together, and she's a member of the household of faith, and I want to support her getting a place to live. I don't think Sarita would have no problem with it, and I don't think she would forget us for being a blessing to her and her two boys. Yeah. Because I can't work right now. She really can't work. Yeah. So we want to be a blessing to them if we can. And if we get this goal accomplished, Lord, have mercy. We thank you, God. We thank you right now for the accomplishment of this goal. And Lord, let us sell as many books as we can, devotionals for Apostle Boatwright in her honor as we can, Lord. It's your word. And Father, we know you're able. We're going to put it on the altar before you. And Lord, we're going to do what we can. Because we know you'll direct our path. Help us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone anything they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And Sister Rita, we know it. We know that you would never forget. And we know that you are truly grateful unto Almighty God for whatever he used us to do. And we just keep praying. But I know God has a purpose and a plan. And I know that soon, not very long, God is going to open that door for you. And when I tell you, when you open this door, you won't have to ask a crippled crab to borrow a crutch. Now, I know y'all going to laugh at that. Yeah. But I made that up, and I like it. So we're moving on this morning. Sister Jerry, I'm going to one more song of the morning when we come back. The studio is open, and I'm coming right as soon as we come back. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. And thank him for his word. And it's already all right. Let's go to this one.
I just want to pray.
Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Hey, oh,
hey, oh,
belong,
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 not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. How about yourself? How are you?
I am best. I won't complain today.
You gave us a very inspirational program this morning. You started out with prayer and trust and faith. I love that. I can say all I want, I trust God, but when something come at me look like bigger than me, like a giant, I must admit, sometimes I go, oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's not what I'm supposed to say. I'm supposed to say, Lord, I put this before you, and I trust you. Don't let what the mail come to you and go, oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. You're not going to do anything because it's not promised you're going to live, so I tell God, thank you. Lord, I thank you that the pandemic came, but it did not destroy me. Lord, I could be anyone that's out there on the street. I saw people that were squatting in an abandoned home, nowhere to go. It made me wonder, am I in the United States of America, the richest country in the world, and people have nowhere to live? I mean, we can't come up with something that can help people live somewhere. I know some of them might be on drugs. Okay, okay. Even that, we can't build places in America to help these people have some place to live, get them the Medicare treatment that they need to get off the drugs or to get on their feet due to unemployment and have nowhere to go. Some of them have no education. Can we, I mean, this is America, I'm thinking. I mean, this isn't India, the poorest country. This isn't Haiti, which shouldn't be the poorest country because they have a lot of wealth. I don't know. It looks like we're turning into one of those countries that can't even help our own citizens. But boy, let that border open and come on in. How can we help others when we haven't helped ourselves? Then you go to the grocery store and the aisles are empty, but you got boats sitting out there in the water. Really? Then we have a president was talking in the middle of his talk. I mean, you can go out there and look. He said, what was I talking about again? You're the president. You're forgetting what you're saying? Liars do that. That's why you don't lie, because you forget what you're saying. He said, what was I saying? I said, what? I know I forget my children's name, Al, Calvin, Robert, Isaiah. Come here. And it might be the little dog named Fluffy, but I'm calling them all the names until you can come here. But you're the president. What was I saying again? You were lying. That's what you were saying, lies and alibis. I do despise. But God, you allowed it. Please bring us to somebody's having a conversation and don't know what he was saying. But that's okay. Bring us through all those boats out there in the water now. They're in our country. But we don't have no truck driver. I thought we have military. The large military can't get out there and drive the trucks and put the food on the shelves. Well, the truck driver's not working. But you have military. What's wrong with you? They can't get behind the wheel and drive, but they can drive the tankers. We can kill with the tankers, but we can't put the food on the shelf for our own country. Wow and wow. Well, we're getting truck drivers trained. I don't care. The military may not have CDLs, but they have something in CDLs people don't have, the ability to drive the trucks, get the food on the shelf. Is this a political move? Or has the president forgot this is the United States? I don't know. I'm just here. But I see what I saw. Please, please. Please, government, don't come get me. I'm just a 65-year-old woman. I might not know what I'm saying. I might be crazy. Don't come get me. Put me in the mental home. I'm so sorry. If this is your country, I'm just a citizen here. I was born here, but I can go into the nail shops and see these people with vouchers at home. Huh. They don't look like they was born here. Huh. But I could be wrong. Now, the babies, I know they were born here. But there are some of them my age that are sitting at the desk eating. And there are some people my age that are sitting on the street up on the bridge waiting for someone to give them something to eat. I am just saying, am I still in America? Because some states have certain rules. And when I'm in Florida, that's where I'm at, we have different rules. Our insurance is not the same all over the United States. But this state and this, even our city, are different. Oh, you in this city, you can't have that. But we all Americans. Where am I at? In a bad dream? Have I landed on Lost in Space? My God. That means I got to cut back on the cake and pies because the stuff is out there in the ocean. Waiting on somebody to drive them because we don't have no truck drivers. We have military, but we got to go to the other country and fight them. We got to get over there to protect that country because our country, we need to sit up under the harbor and wait for someone to bring us some food or give us a home. As rich as we are, we should have no one homeless in this country. But I said what I said. If I offended anyone, I am so sorry. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. I'm just speaking my mind. I've never been homeless, but I've came mighty, mighty close. I've came very close to being without a home, a car, food, or money. I became unemployed. The judge gave the husband the house. It looked like I was going to be homeless with no money. See, not everybody homeless is on drugs. Some people homeless because their job ended. Their unemployment ended. But my God stepped in and gave me disability. My God stepped in and changed my husband's heart and said, you can live here the rest of your life. So I have a home. But some people may have just stepped in what I almost stepped in. I know God is able, and something's going to happen, like I told Barbara. I see in the clouds the whole United States, and God is getting ready to, he's getting ready to do something. He's getting ready to take care of our homeless. And I'm not just talking about the homeless in Florida. I'm talking about if you go up north. I visit my girlfriend in New Jersey. It's common for people to sleep on the streets up there. It's common in New York to have graffiti all over the thing and people sleeping in the bus in the train terminal. That's common. That's, people walk by that like that's normal. Have we become so accustomed to seeing the homeless that that has become a part of our culture? Huh. I'm confused, Barbara. And again, if Homeland is listening, please do not come and get me. I'm just wholly crazy. I don't mean to offend. I'm not a terrorist. I'm grateful to be in this United States, the land of plenty. Plenty for some, but sometimes nothing for the poor. The poor is suffering. The seniors are just, oh, my gosh, you're raising the food, but not our check. I bought one stalk of broccoli for $2.38, one stalk. How can the seniors afford that when their check is the same amount each month, but the groceries is going up? I just don't know. And they're so excited that they're giving us that 5-point-something%, $90. But all the years, you'd be getting 20, and last year I got maybe $13, I don't know. Oh, we should be excited we're getting $90 now. Really? We, some of us, has worked 40 years of all of our lives, and this is the amount of money we're going to get. Jerry, why are you so upset? You get almost $3,000. Well, I guess that sounds like a lot of money. Ha, 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 ha. But when you got children and you got bills, okay, the government didn't make me have them bills, but I had to have something. I mean, maybe I just supposed to make enough of Social Security just to pay my mortgage, have lights, and be happy. But if I want to give to a homeless person, which I am tired of seeing sitting around in a baby picking up dirt, putting in his mouth, are we in a United States of America, or are we in a place where the president forget what the world he's talking about? That's all I got to say. And if I'm wrong, again, Homeland, Home Security, you know my address because you can hear me. Please do not come and kill me. I'm just 65 years old. Sometimes, you know, when we get old, we get crazy. But I know what I went through, and I know how long I've been on this country. And it seems like this year, things are getting worse than they ever been. I'm not a Trump advocate. I'm not a Biden advocate. I'm an advocate of, can we help the United States of America? I don't care what your name is. Help those who are in diehard straits. Don't keep dangling $1,400 in people's faces and not giving it to them. Don't leave the food out there in the ocean. Put it on the shelves. What is wrong with you guys? Father God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on my mouth because this little pink thing gets in trouble. Have mercy on the homeless people. Lord God, protect those ones that have nowhere to stay and the children are eating dirt off the ground for food. Lord God, give us some more mental health. Don't just throw the homeless out of a place they're trying to find for cover and shelter. Throw them in a place where if they need drug rehab, help them. If they need a job, get it to them. I wasn't planning on being homeless, but I came very close. Judge gave husband a house. I went to work the next day, and they say in 30 days your job ended. Did I cause it? Maybe so. Maybe I stayed at a company too long, and I stayed married too long. I don't know. But whatever happened, God was in control because he didn't let me go homeless, and he put a check in my hand. When unemployment ended, within 2 weeks, I got disability. So I know what God can do. He will take your empty cupboard and fill it. I've seen him do it. So today, God, I'm not asking for me because you take very good care of me. I'm asking for the baby that's eating dirt. I'm asking for the woman that can't get up off the side of the street and there's someone help her on both sides, with a little rag wrapped around her for her clothing. In Jesus' name, I'm asking for the mental. I'm asking for the drugs. Father God, you're the head of this country. I don't care who they say, it's the United States. Look upon us all. In Jesus' name, I pray. And Isaiah, you say you will uphold us with your righteous right hand. That's why I named my grandson Isaiah. Father God, we need your right hand right now. Barbara, I tell you, we were driving down the highway, and I say, Barbara, look at the United States, Florida, California, Texas. Barbara said, I see an open window. I say, no, God's going to do something for this country. This country is in trouble. I don't care who is in the seat right now, because it appears they test me to see if I can remember Apple Penny Table. But the president is talking and look over at Cohen and say, what was I saying? I said, oh, no, this time to change the channel now. You on live TV. What's wrong with you? Help us, Father. And Lord God, please keep Homeland Security from coming to my house. Because I'm not only here with the big dog called Fluffy, but I am crazy. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't think Homeland Security coming.
Okay.
I don't think
they'll come.
I've seen it on TV. They're coming to you. Okay, yeah, I'll think in real life they're coming to Food with Jerry today. I see it. I just don't see it. But I tell you, Jerry, yeah, we just have to pray that God bless the people himself because of this. A lot of things are going on because it's what leadership is doing. And, I mean, we're American people, but in many cases, the American leadership is not for the American people. It may be money.
It's more money for the somebody. I'm not going to say for the rich, because I see some rich people suffering too.
Okay. Yeah,
I believe if politics is shifting money where they think and how it should go, that's not how God intended this country. God gave water and air free, but now you got to pay for it. He said, let there be light. But you got to pay a lot of money for this life. This is not God's will for this country. God will that if you believe it in me, you shall have plenty. But then for we to say we the United States of America, we the richest country in the world, we sure don't look like it. Go downtown on Main Street, Broad Street at night. Ashley Street. Go downtown.
Okay. But see, Jerry, let me share this with you. Now, I can accuse the government of a lot of things. I really could.
Okay.
But I cannot rely, Jerry, on the government to take care of Barbara. They did give out the warnings now. But even in the warnings they gave, they knew people wouldn't obey the warnings.
Okay, Bob, why didn't they just let it all go and start new?
No,
Jerry,
listen.
Why didn't they just pay everybody's rent? The government has it. They have $5 and $6 million.
No, Jerry, listen.
Why didn't they just pay everybody rent?
No, Jerry, that's not what was going on, and it won't happen. But listen now. The government gave out warnings knowing that the people, a lot of them wouldn't adhere to their warnings. Okay, the governor of Florida did this. He's not closing Florida down again because the people have been warned. You know right or wrong. It's your choice of what you do. Now, you can vaccine. You can wear a mask. You can keep your hands washed, keep things clean. We give the instructions. It's up to you to follow the instructions to keep yourself safe. So listen, Jerry, now. The scripture said it. I didn't say it. The government didn't say it. We had nothing to do with it. We wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. But man got to be responsible at some point. The scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins and heal the land. Now, Jerry, that's not obeying God. That's your choice. Now, if I start drinking and drink to the point where I become an alcoholic and I let alcohol cause me to lose everything I got, including my liver, I can't blame the government for that. I got to blame me. Because I got one first come years ago, Jerry, when they said, just say no to drugs. Okay, when they opened the door that people could go to school, get an education. Now, look, I went to school, and I got a degree, Jerry, because I wanted one, and I promised my parents. But even in going getting a degree, the degree is not what's taking care of me. It's Almighty God. We talked about it this morning. It's Almighty God that keeps my mind because I want him to keep it. I'm not allowing me to go do what I know will destroy me. And we can make excuses all day long. Because, see, God knew traumatizing things would happen to us. He knew that people would steal from us, use us, take from us. Look what he said in his word. Mm-hmm. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Love your enemies. Why? Because if we're seeking him, all things must be for our good. He's going to turn it around, and he's going to use it as a testimony unto him and unto yourself that you are blessed. But we come up with all these excuses, and we point the finger at the government. We point the finger at the doctor. We point the finger. But when are we going to point that thumb back at us? I've got to take care of me because no one else will. And how you are taken care of is through prayer. Sometimes you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to cry to God. Real live tears.
Holy Ghost. I cried unto the Lord.
And he heard my cry.
When
we stop and we see, we get in our feelings too. We can have sympathy, but you got to let sympathy go out the door because of this. We can have all these feelings and we feel sorry for them, but when are they going to feel sorry for themselves? When are they going to say enough is enough? Now, I understand a woman not making enough money to raise her children, but guess what you do? You pray. You pray.
Yes.
You cry unto the Lord. Because you crying unto the government, that's like beating your head against the wall. Now, they gave you food stamps. They gave you some what we used to call AFDC, some welfare. And we know that's not enough. So what you going to do? Either you're going to get a job or you're going to pray. I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in today unless I had prayed. I wouldn't have a roof. I wouldn't have lights and water, food to eat and all this.
Bob,
I wouldn't have
you
that.
Are right. You are right. When you're right, you're right. All, because God takes good care of me. I don't depend on the government. I went to school and got those degrees because my mother wanted them. I didn't really want them, but I went and got the bachelor's, the master's, the doctor's, two bachelor's, two master's. I did it double, but I did it too late. Mama dead, but it doesn't matter. Those things didn't save me, but God, did he step in?
Okay.
He stepped in when the judge said, kick her out the house. He stepped in when the food and things got cut off. Within 24 hours, God stepped in. Nobody ever got disability as fast as I ever got it, Barbara. Within 2 weeks, I got disability. So when God stepped in, all I can do is say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We can't depend on government. That's what I was saying. You can't depend on them. But the government has been what they've been. But God,
well,
God
see now, that boy Andre Crouch wrote a song, and this is what it said. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's no other. There's no other help for us. Jesus is the way, huh? Jesus is the answer. Get on your knees and pray, for there is no other. Jesus is the way. And see, people
right
need to be that way.
Baba, you're right. When you're right, I'm with you.
They want you, when you was working at the bank, Jerry, they want you to get up every morning and go to the bank. You got to take off the bank manager, your supervisor. You got to get down there. You got to get away to and from work. You got to get close to where to work because you're working a professional job. You see? While you doing all of that, these people home in the bed in the project sleeping. Yeah, they home in the project, their boyfriend, he's sleeping and they sleeping. They done put the kids to school and they there doing whatever they feel comfortable doing. They keep having babies so they can raise the food stamps and get more welfare. There's a lot of stuff behind all of this. I'm not saying the government is perfect. I'm not saying the government is right. That's not what I'm saying. I could blame them for a lot of stuff. But blaming them and getting results are two different things. Now, when I
Baba,
want
don't
results,
blame the government. Don't blame the government. Homeland Security will come get you. They on their way for me. They just text me and say they're on the way. You're right,
okay,
Baba.
Well,
God is the answer. I'm playing. But God
I know
is
it.
The
I know.
And you're right. When you're right, you're right, Baba.
Yeah,
I
because
just have so much power because I saw him sitting on the side of the road at night. It hurt
my
heart.
Why did But Jeremiah is sitting on the side of the road. You're not sitting on the side of the road. What you had to do to keep them sitting on the side of the road? Did you have to pray? Did you have to look to heaven? You made some mistakes too, Jerry, but did you learn God? Did you learn about God?
I learned him in a hurry, and he showed himself to me, came in and showed up within 2 weeks. My unemployment cut off 1 week, and the Social Security check came in and got a big back pay. I was like, wow, look at God.
And
I didn't have nothing to worry about for a whole year.
Okay, now let me tell you something else, Jerry. Sometimes people going through what they're going through because of what their parents did. It comes back on the children. I see all this stuff, Jerry. I have to let God lead and guide me in who to help. Because everything out there saying I'm homeless, everything's out there saying I'm pitiful, that's not the case. I'm here to tell you. Sometimes they slap God in the face. Sometimes they done cursed God. They done did all kind of wrong things, Jerry. God done been there. He done tried. I had a nephew. My favorite nephew. I witnessed to him. His mama witnessed to him. Other people witnessed to him. His brother, he got killed, Jerry, and his brother went to God and said, Lord, why? Why you let my brother die? God told him, said, listen, I sent many people to him. I sent your aunt. I sent your mama. You know your aunt and your mama loved him with everything they had. You know they spoiled him up real good. They just loved him. He was the prettiest baby I ever seen when he was born. The Lord told him, said, I sent them and many more people, and Laris, I came myself to him. He would not receive. What more can I do? Huh? You heard that? What more can I do? They won't receive me.
I'm an emotional person, Barbara. And like you say, I'm too giving. Boy, I've just got to work on it.
I want you to work on it. I want you to work on that, Jerry, because that is ridiculous. Let me tell you something. That's a form of allowing people, handicapping them, and what they call this thing, enabling. You're enabling them to use, to take from you, Jerry. I can remember days I said, Jerry, no, don't send that. Yeah, Barbara, I want to give you. Jerry, don't do it. Yeah, Barbara, I got to do it. That was Jerry, because she figured Barbara needed that. I'm talking about money even. She figured Barbara really needed that. Oh, I really got to help her. She got this show going, and she helping a lot of people through the show, and she need the money to pay. Jerry, don't do it. Listen, what did you tell me? I said, well, Jerry, why didn't you call me when you was in dire straits? You said, no, nah, Barbara, I wasn't calling you. I called her. Huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? He's the one going to be
that
for you. Okay, so the same thing.
You know, the other people, they be like, her and Jerry get on there, and somebody else may want to say something.
Well, ain't nobody pressing number one but Jerry. Ain't nobody pressing number one but Jerry. But listen.
Okay, I don't want to take up no, you know, I don't want to take, because I worry about people.
I want you to stop it, I say. Stop it. Listen. Don't you worry about to God. You stop all that sitting around thinking of how bad they going through and what they need. God know them better than you know. And Jerry, if you cry unto him, he going to hear and answer. I'm going to tell you what David said again. David said, I cried
unto the Lord.
And he heard my cry. And just like you told me, Barbara, I didn't call you. I called God. So when you see them folks, don't go in your pocket. Don't try to rake and scrape out your bank account. Call God for them. And you, if you get a chance to talk to them, I need this. And well, look, this is what I had to do. When I was in need, I had to call on Jesus. So if you call on him today, he answered prayer. I mean that, Jerry. I mean that with every fiber of my being. Because it don't make no sense. As soon as these people think or smell, you got $2. Here they come. They told you to check on you before then to see if you needed a glass of water.
Well, the crumbs.
They didn't call to check on you to see if you was hungry, if you about to lose your house. They didn't call on you to see how you feel today, how you need. So they didn't do that. they needed money. They called on you when you needed something else. God loves a cheerful giver, but we got to give according to him, not according to our emotions. Jerry, give them to the Lord. Talk to them and let them know if they go to God, if they cry unto God, not only is he going to hear, but he going to answer. If they need a healing any kind of way, mentally, physically, spiritually, God will heal them. But they got to be serious. And they got to have patience to wait for God to come. She wasn't a friend. Me and her was locked up together. We did prison time together. And she told me one day, she said, I've been praying and I pray, but I run right back to the door. She said one night, for the last time, she was putting that spike in her arm. She told the girls, she said, y'all like that white girl, but I like harem. I don't like that Zoom mess. She said, and I had the spike in my arm. And she said, I was going out because I was high and I was getting ready to knock. She said, and I told God, Lord, let this be the last time that I put a spike in my arm. Lord, don't let me do this no more. She said she went on out in the nod and everything. Woke up the next day, got up, went on by her business. She said, and it come to her, you ain't shot your medicine this morning. What's wrong with you? She said, was well up in the gate. And she said, well, if I ain't do it this morning, I don't need it. And she kept going. She said, because before she went to bed, she had her medication right there by her. So she wake up the next morning. She cook her dope in her spoon, pull it up in the syringe. She done tied her arm off, and she hit a vein. She said, but this day, after she prayed that prayer, she said she forgot all about she was supposed to shoot dope. And that was her reason for running every day of her life. She was hustling and doing things to support her habit. That's all her life consisted of, was taking care of her habit. But I know for myself, if God delivered me, he can deliver anybody. If he delivered me, Jared, he can deliver anybody. There's nothing too hard.
I'm with you when you're right, Barbara. Like I said, you're right. All I'm asking is pray for me because I am who I am. Even when I was a little girl, I didn't even know about the Lord. If I saw someone without their lunch and I didn't have much to eat at my own house, I would say to them, and that's why today I don't eat much meat. I say to them, you can have my sandwich and I have one of your cookies because all she had or he had was cookies. And I would get one of their cookies and she said, all you want is one? And they were the butter cookies, just one, because I saw how hungry they were. And then Mama would cut the apples in halves and pieces. I said, and you can have my apples. I would be so hungry when I got home, but I know we would have something, some cornbread or something. There's this girl, you know her, Barbara. Her name was Ruthie. She was having a hard time. I didn't mind, because sometimes I would give her my whole lunch. I wasn't with God like that, but I need God to work on me and my giving.
Okay, well, what you need to do is remember the scripture. That's all you need to do. You need to remember the scripture. Yeah. Let God
lead in that. A man that does not work does not eat.
Now, that's the scripture. But this is another scripture for you, Jerry. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Anything you need. I cried unto the Lord. And God heard my prayer. That's what everybody coming to Jerry, because we know who you are. You a researcher, and if you don't have the answer, you gonna find it wrong. But that's what we gotta learn. We running out of time. We got 2 minutes left. I'm going to pray us out today. We can talk more about it tomorrow if you want to, Jerry. But I'm going to pray us out for today. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for
tell
another
Jermaine
episode.
Hello. I missed his comments today. Tell Jermaine hello.
Okay, I don't think he's here today. Yeah, I don't think he's here today. But he'll probably listen in the archive. But God bless you, buddy. My buddy. That's my buddy, Sion, and I don't want nobody fooling over there with my buddy.
That's
my buddy over there. And my buddy have given me great laughter. I love him. And I thank God for my buddy. All right, then. All right, let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for your word today. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. And God, if it's settled in heaven, we know what it can do for the earth. But we must believe your word. And Father, we ask as we depart that God, you would lift Jerry up. And that God, you would guide her in who and whom to give to. And Lord, show Jerry that if she could just hold on, you would bless these people on her behalf. And that God, she would have more for Jerry. Lord, it's her season. I ask that you would open the door for her. Make every way for her and Calvin. In the name of Jesus, bless her house. Loose your protecting angels over there to stand watch, Father. To protect, to shield, lead, guide, and to keep her from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, every call and every this morning, Father, I ask that you would bless these your people, bless their families and friends near and far. And whatever they stand in the need of today, Father, I ask that you would supply unto your people emotional, physically, and spiritually like never before this day, October the 25th, 2021, in Jesus' name. And as we go out, bless our going out and our coming in. Thank you for us today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today in Jesus' name. So this time I'm going to say bye-bye and we're going to our last song of the morning. And we won't be coming back after this song today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm chained up and bound. Well, if pride is my prison, then grace be my key. Sweet Holy Spirit, come rescue me. Submit to you now. Spirit, Spirit, I surrender. Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, thank you.
Spirit, I surrender.